Hey, this is Ben Owen, professional coach and host of The Awakened Man. In this podcast, we'll be talking about the work that's necessary for a man to do to be a leader in his business, a hero to his kids, and an all-round great husband. If you're like me and you're striving to reach your highest potential, head on over to awakenedman.org, where there are three things you can do right now to assess where you are, progress where you are, and we'll keep the third a secret. So head on over there and check them out.
We want this to be the podcast we wish we had, navigating growing a business, having a family, and achieving everything we knew we're capable of. We do our best work with six-figure plus business owners who know they're capable of achieving more. Okay, team, we're going to do quick fire top 10 things you can do for your personal development, for your personal growth. Right, number one for me, journal every day on your regrets. So whatever comes up that day consciously for you that you fucked up on or that you regret that day, get that shit down on paper, journal on it, think about it, feel it, and then use that as your guideline to direct you the next day. Don't do that same shit.
Well, I've got here, study, don't read. Now, I think too many guys consume instead of creating. This is what they do. They'll read or listen passively to a book or a podcast, or even they'll read a book and they won't create anything from it. They'll almost put it in their psychological bookshelf and not do anything with it. And all they're teaching themselves that they do is they become a librarian of the mind instead of a warrior of the mind. So what you need to do, you need to read it, make notes on it, highlight it, and then implement straight away.
Nice. Okay. Eliminate all vices. A vice being something that you cannot self-restrain from. And even though in that moment it might feel fucking good, you cannot restrain from it. But in the future, that thing will take away from your future. Right? It might feel good now, but it'll take away from your future. So things like porn, things like social media, things like womanizing, drink, drugs, feels good in the fucking moment, takes away from your future. Eliminate all vices.
Love that. The next one for me is hire a coach or join a group. Now, this is a cheat code for anyone looking to skyrocket their personal development. Hiring a coach or joining a group will make your goal easier, more certain, and more straightforward. And this, like, the every single time I've hired a coach or joined a group, I've had so much more speed, ease, and certainty around the things that I want to do. So to really increase the speed at which you're developing personally, hire a coach, join a group.
Yeah, completely fucking agree on that. It accelerates everything.
Yeah, it does. It's like it's overlooked, but it's so obvious.
It's massively overlooked, and you think about all the best athletes in the world, What do they all have? They've all got coaches. All the best businesses. What do they have? They got some form of consultants, advisors, mentors, coaches. There's a reason for that. Yeah, that is overlooked. Okay, if you want to become undeniable as a man, get really fucking clear on your own internal values, get really clear on your identity and the identity that you need to fall into to create that version, get very, very clear on the belief system that you need to have, the belief system that's currently fucking you up and the belief system that you need to eradicate, right? Once you're clear on that, get a set of primary objectives, the things that you can follow day in, day out, that's going to lead you to that man that is freaking undeniable. And then look at it every day. Get clear on that every day. Ingrain it in your brain every freaking day. So then it becomes habitual and it becomes your new behavior.
I think that leads us quite nicely to the one I've got here, is that as soon as you start seeing self-development as a daily practice. It's a daily practice. It's not something that you do occasionally. You pick up a book now and again. You see it as part of your daily practice. That's when you'll start to see your life changing. Because when you see self-development as a daily practice, you'll start to go to depths of understanding yourself, your situation, your group, your team, that you'll never get to unless you see it as a daily practice. So I think that's what, when I really shifted my own self-knowledge and self-understanding, is when I started looking at my self-development time as a daily experience.
Mm. Yeah. Like, look at it as like every day you brush your teeth.
Yeah. It's like how it happens. If it's today, I'm reading something, I'm doing something that's going to move me forward in my understanding of myself.
Yeah. Okay, number four, to become undeniable as a man, self-development for a guy, create a masterpiece day. Create what your ideal day looks like. If you were to live the same day over and over and over again, that you know in doing so will create that fucking savage of a man, and that will create the best business, the best relationship, the ideal body, everything, right? Create the masterpiece day and quite literally follow it over and over and over.
The one thing I think has been really helpful for me to skyrocket your personal development is to listen to a topic and go a mile deep instead of a mile wide. Now, this is where I will read a book three times instead of just once. I read once for information, read twice for understanding, and three for transformation. And if you can, you know, if you've ever worked with me, you'll notice I can recall books in an instant. And it's because I've actually really read it, really understood the book. And sometimes I think what happens, especially in self-development, is people go hopping from book to book, subject to subject, topic to topic, never really understanding what they're trying to learn. And so a big shift for you as a man is like actually just slowing down and going a mile deep on a certain topic, having a theme for a year. Like I had a theme, lying for a year, happiness for a year, business for a year. And it, obviously I always read those things, but the overall theme of the year is one thing, going a mile deep on that.
Yeah, I like that. I like themes. Themes for a year, themes for a quarter. Okay, last one from me. To self-development for a man, this one here is overlooked. Raise your state. Consistently raise your state as a man. Feel tired, I don't fucking care. Raise your state. You feel like shit, you feel a little bit sick, poor fucking you. Raise your state. Look, here's the thing. There is way too much of just take it easy, man. Reflect. Be at one with your fucking feelings. There's actually way too much of that for a guy. And then that stops him from fucking moving forward. Whereas if he consistently forced himself to raise his state, because the current version of you has been that version for however fucking long. It's actually you. It's habitual. Like the way that you act, the way that your identity has been that way for so fucking long, to move to the next version, it needs to fucking die. You have to kill that fucking person. Right? So taking it easy isn't going to kill that fucking person. So raise the state by consistently enforcing positive habits, positive mental state.
Need to raise my state a little bit. I'm like,
fucking raise the energy.
This is the one for me is event action. And this is something that I have noticed when you get an idea, when you get an insight from doing your self-development work, you move it into action straight away. And we've created that within our company. I love that idea that as soon as you have an idea, insight, how fast can you put it into action? How fast can you take that next step? I think far too often in self-development, people just consume something and then leave it. And the speed at which you implement it is directly proportional to the likelihood that you'll actually implement it at all. So just really embody that invent action, moving straight into action when you have an insight from reading, studying, being coached. And that is when you start to really move the needle.
Fucking bonus one. This is spur of the moment bonus. Number six from me, get in fucking great environments. Change the environment. Like if you feel that, like just on my last one there, if you feel like your state isn't optimal and you don't feel great, A, fuck your feelings, right? It doesn't fucking matter. But to just help influence the feelings there is getting an environment that the energy is great, that the people in that environment, they are movers, they are shakers, they are doing great things. If you're sick and tired at work because it's dull and dreary and the fucking carpets are blue and the walls are magnolia, fucking change. Make it, because that is your life. That is it, like, and you'll become that fucking magnolia wall, right? You'll become yellow. Change that, man. Get the fuck out. Do something about it. Go back from our last podcast on making decisions. Make a decision, move, change environments. It's so fucking impactful. That is actually one of the best things a man can do, is just change his environment. Sometimes drastically, sometimes it's moving a fucking country. Sometimes it's moving an office. Sometimes it's moving down to a town, or change it up. It will make a huge difference.
But thank you so much, guys. That was 10 things you can do to turbocharge your self-development. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, man, it's Ben here. Listen, if you're a high-performing man who likes to set himself big goals and challenges, and you find yourself getting in your own way, self-sabotaging, perhaps being beaten down by patterns and behaviors that stop you from getting that big breakthrough, we've got something just for you. We created a Beat Your Inner Enemy 7-part audio series, which literally just drops into your podcast audio app that you can listen to not only just spot the way that your inner enemy shows up, but it will give you practical solutions to help you overcome the patterns and behaviors that have perhaps got in your way in the past. We've had guys listen to this, get straight in touch with us and say thank you so much, because it's helped them enormously spot something that they've been battling for years. So all you need to do to download this podcast series is head on over to www.innerenemy.com, and it'll just download straight into your Spotify or your Apple podcast or however you listen to your podcast, and you can consume it. They're short episodes and they're super impactful and transformational. Head on over to www.innerenemy.com and enjoy that audio series. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.